It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Getting set for a 6:05 first pitch between the 22 and 21 Biloxi Shuckers and the 22 and 21 Montgomery Biscuits. Both teams come in today tied for second place in the Southern League South Division, six games behind the Pensacola Blue Wires. Champ Blake with you. Throughout the night, the Shuckers got to 22 wins last night on the backs of their two young studs. Jefferson Caro hit a mammoth 419-foot homer to tie it up at three in the eighth inning before a three-run blast from the young 19-year-old top prospect Jackson Chirio in the 10th sent everybody home happy in a 6-4 final win for Biloxi. They snapped what had been losing 9 of their last 11. They've now won 3 of their last 5 and improved to 12-10 at home. And a really great play as well in the top of the 10th inning by Lamar Spark to help get the inning to the bottom half in just a 4-3 spot. But no matter what, Jackson Churio's home run, his second walk-off of the year, sent everybody home happy. Shuckers at 22-21. For today's pregame interview, one of the more fun ones we've done all season long, we sat down and talked with Caleb Bowman, a guy who's played everywhere from Australia to Germany to Canada and now in the United States in Double A. We talk about his incredible journey and more. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network before first pitch at 6:05. We're back after this.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, it's the Shuckers and the Biscuits getting set for a 6:05 start on a Saturday night. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and I'm joined by a guy who's one of the newest Shuckers on the team, Caleb Bowman. Caleb, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, awesome to be here, and just so thankful to have an opportunity to talk to you and just be down in the warmth now instead of up in Wisconsin. So,
what's it been like first couple days in Biloxi and first couple days in Double A?
Yeah, I can't complain one bit. It's been beautiful weather. I got the call Tuesday when we were on a road trip in Iowa. So flew down here, got here, and walked off the plane, and it was already 80 degrees and sunny, and just all these guys I knew from spring training. So they were welcoming me with open arms. All the coaches are just awesome here, so I can't complain one bit.
How fun is that part, Ben, of getting to reconnect with some guys that you got to talk to and hang out with in spring training?
Yeah, super cool, especially because it's my first year with the organization. So a lot of these guys I did meet in spring training, and it was one of those, like, so I was meeting everyone like for the first time. It's like some of the guys that have been traded, this and that. It's like, but it's, to me, it was all brand new. So seeing some of these guys that I got to connect with in spring training, it's just been awesome to be able to reconnect with and see how their season's been going and just hearing how great things they've been doing.
You talked about how this is your first year in the organization. It has been a wild 12-month ride for you. A year ago, you were pitching in Germany, and you pitched overseas for 4 years, now in AA. What has that journey been like for you?
Yeah, man, I can't thank the Lord enough. It's been a wild ride, and but a lot of people ask if I would trade it, and not one bit. Like, I went undrafted out of college and knew that I still wanted to play baseball. I still loved it. I was young and kind of didn't know what I wanted to do, so I was like, why not? Let's go see what I can do baseball-wise. And I knew about baseball in Australia, and that's how it kind of the interest sparked, but kind of made a profile on a website and called Baseball Jobs Overseas, and got to Canada first, played a couple months there before the Australian season, lived in Australia for a year, and then after COVID hit, I got to Europe for 2 seasons, and like, my home base was in Regensburg, Germany, and it, like, now being back here, it's a kind of full circle moment of kind of solidifying that I was playing at a high enough level, and now it's awesome to come test my level and see how I can compare here and see what we can do.
Not only did you pitch in Germany, you were a stud in Germany, back-to-back pitcher of the year in the Bundesliga baseball for the Guggenberger Legionnaire. What was the opportunity like to pitch in Germany?
Yeah, it's a different type of baseball. Like, you got some dudes out there that have played some single A, double A, some guys that have just been around the world. Max Kepler came from my home club out in Germany. Donald Lutz, who's the first German-born big leaguer for the Reds, and now he's playing in Australia full-time. But it's definitely a full circle. It's the competition's a little different, I'd say. Like, you're playing only 2 times a week, so all these guys work 9-to-5 jobs, so they are grinding away at work, and I'm just hanging out, traveling the world to Europe. I mean, going to Greece, going to Austria, Switzerland, you name it, I probably went there just because it was an off day. And I was like, yeah, I could throw on a beach in Greece, I could throw in the streets in Prague, Czech Republic. It was easy for me to do my throwing. But then just to come back on the weekends and have these guys that were full-time, like, they did this as a hobby. They got paid nothing. There was only a few of us that got paid on the team. I found the love of the game more. Like, I've never lost the love of the game, but it just made me appreciate and love the game even more because these guys did it because they loved it, and it made me love it even more.
What was it like doing your off-day throwing program on the beach in Greece or in the middle of the streets in Prague?
Yeah, it's like you said, as a pitcher, it's a little easier. You don't need to find a place to hit. You don't need to find a place to kind of get ground balls. Throwing, you can kind of do that anywhere. So it's fun. Like, I mean, as a pitcher, you carry a glove around, you carry a couple balls, and you're good to go. So especially with plyos nowadays, it's like, if I don't have a throwing partner, I can find a concrete wall somewhere and just be able to throw some plyos and get my throwing in for that day. But it also, I was a starter, so it was a different, I knew my set schedule. So as a bullpen guy, it's you're throwing way more often off the mound. But it was awesome. Like I said, it's not many people can say they just hopped to Greece for a week and got some throwing in and then came back and was able to pitch in the playoffs that weekend. So
you talk about moving into a relief role. You spent some time with the Gastonia Honey Hunters in the Atlantic League as a reliever before getting signed this offseason by the Brewers and having a hot start in Appleton, 6 saves over the first couple weeks of the year. What's it like transitioning back to a reliever role after you were a reliever during your college days at App State and then turning into a starter the last couple of years overseas?
Yeah, so I love it. I've always had a bullpen mentality, kind of just a bulldog, like, go in there, do what you can for an inning or two, and just get out of the game. As the guy, when you go overseas, you're kind of the guy. Like, they bring you in, so you know you're going to start. And that was okay. I love that part of it, too, and that's part of my career and part of the journey I've been on. But now coming back, it's just, I love being able to stay in the back end of the bullpen and just be able to know it's going to be multiple times a week, not just that one time. The schedule is going to be a little different. Like you said, your lifting schedules, your prep schedules of getting on the mound, like, you know, it might be once 1 week and then 3 times the following week. So it's a little different mindset, but I've always kind of thought of myself as having that back end or just like bulldog mentality mindset. So I love it. And it's going really well this year, and we should hopefully keep it rolling.
What was it like making that AA debut? Kind of been off the rails after the first strikeout, but the strikeout was incredible to start things off. And did it hit you at all of, wow, I've made it in AA? This is wild when you first came in?
Yeah, it's, you do that, you, like, after the game, obviously, like, yeah, it went off the rails real quick after the first strikeout. And everyone has those bad games, and there was some stuff I was going through and just not throwing strikes. But it's one of those, like, I've always said, like, my identity is not in baseball as much as, like, I love baseball to death, but my identity is in the Lord. So, like, you good games, bad games, you're going to praise Him, and no matter what, I still thank Him. And, like you said, getting back to it, it's like, man, last year, this exact time, I was pitching in Germany, and now I'm in AA in the States, and full circle, like, my dad was got to be here and all that stuff. So it's just a amazing opportunity. I'm so thankful for the Brewers, Brian Gale, who signed me, and all these coaches here, Will and Josh Spence and Mikey and all these guys. I mean, they've taken me under their wing, and like I said, they're going to push me, and obviously I got to perform, and I want to do that, and hopefully next few times out I can show them what I have more. And it's like I said, it's just been the biggest blessing I could ever think of.
It's been an incredible journey. Canada, Australia, the United States, Germany, Biloxi. What's been your favorite moment of the journey so far?
Man, I'm going to take it back to when I was in Gastonia, and Brian Gale. So I was, we were in High Point, and it was the second to last weekend or second to last series of the year before playoffs. And I'd only been there for 3 weeks, and my GM came in and tapped me on the shoulder in the locker room about 40 minutes before the game and said, can you come to the manager's office? And an ex-Brewer actually was my locker mate, Zach Godley. And we kind of knew there was two or three guys had to get cut for the playoff roster because they slimmed down for the playoffs. And I was like, oh, I was one of the last guys here. I was like, this has been awesome. I've thrown well, but I kind of know, like, you guys have been here all year grinding. So I'll go in the office, and my manager, Goose, and my GM, Brady, was sitting there, and they handed me a number, and it was a number to Brian Gale. And they said, called it. And he was like, how would you like to be a Brewer? And that moment was like, I got choked up, and I was so thankful that, like, what I've been pushing for the last 3-4 years to get back in the States and play, whether that be indie ball or whatever it was, is it was full circle. So then got to come back to the locker room and tell Zach about it. And he just put his hand on my shoulder and said, hey, don't tell anyone yet. I'll take care of this. And he's been a big league hire for many years, but this and that. And now he's a little bit out of it. But when we got down to the field that day, he took everyone around and just got him the guys in the circle and said, hey, just want to tell you guys a quick thing that let's focus on this game. But this guy right here, Caleb Bowman, just got signed by the Brewers, and he's going to become a pro baseball player for the first time. So it was just the coolest moment of my life, like in the sense of an ex-big leaguer did that for me, but it was also because of where I've been. It's kind of just, it meant a little bit more.
It's been a real special journey from you from everywhere around the globe. Looking forward to see you continue here in Biloxi. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6:05.
What a story from Caleb Bowman. So incredible to get to hear that firsthand from him of what goes into it on a day-to-day basis. And a guy who, again, 12 months ago was pitching in Germany, now is pitching here in Biloxi. Carlos Rodriguez walks out of the dugout, the number 10 prospect in the Brewer system. He'll get the start. First pitch comes your way next. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
With the Shuck Nation Half Shell membership plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465. Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell membership plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first, war in the pitch, and that ends the inning. In time, the tag for Caro, a terrific relay in the air towards Thornton. He dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Story swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it. 7-6.
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shucker, Javen Blake.
Welcome to Biloxi, Mississippi, and welcome to MGM Park. It's the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits, Game 5 of a six-game set. Both teams enter today at 22-21 in 2023. And the Shuckers send a young stud to the hill, the righty Carlos Rodriguez, against the Biscuits. Javon Blake along with you throughout the night. Thanks so much for joining us on what is just a picture-perfect night for baseball here on the Mississippi coast. There's two clouds in the sky. That's it. Temperatures in the low 80s. Wind gently blowing in off the Mississippi Sound in from right as Rodriguez gets the ball for Biloxi. 1-2 with a 2.87 ERA. Makes his ninth start of the year, 37 2/3 innings pitched, 20 walks, 51 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 159 against him. It's the righty Alika Williams who leads things off. Austin Shenton bats second, and Blake Hunt bats in the three spot. Williams stands up from the right side. Rodriguez delivers. Misses up and in, and we're officially underway. First pitch time tonight at 6:06. The righty Rodriguez fires. Fastball dots the outer half of the plate. Count evens at 1-1. Rodriguez has been terrific this year. The 1-1 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Last time out, went 6 innings. Struck out 5, walked 3. Gave up 2 runs against Chattanooga. Delivers home. Williams takes a strike, top of the zone. Count evens, 2-2. Williams this year hitting 232 with the 310 OBP. The pitch lifts it in the air to left. Isaac Collins in, and it short hops him. Williams leads off the game with a single. Brings up the lefty, Austin Shenton. Gives us a chance to set the Shuckers defense. Isaac Collins in left, back in double-A for the first time in about 3 weeks. Jackson Churio's in center. Lamar Sparks is in right, third to first around the infield. Goes Tyler Black, Freddie Zamora, Ethan Murray, and Xavier Warren. With Jefferson Caro behind the plate. Shenton's in from the left side. Rodriguez delivers. Fastball misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Home plate umpire tonight is Sean Cassidy. Chandler Durham's at first, and Dylan Bradley is the third base umpire. Rodriguez delivers. Shenton clobbers this one. Deep to right. Sparks looks up, and it's way gone. Shenton continues to hammer Biloxi pitching this series. His sixth home run of the year, and it's 2-0 Montgomery, two batters into the game. Brings up Blake Hunt. Shenton's sixth home run of the year, drives in his 19th and 20th of the season. The pitch lifts it. Right side of the infield, foul territory, Warren over, and makes the catch, first down of the game. That home run, just the third home run allowed this year by Rodriguez. Home runs on back-to-back nights for Shenton. Lefty Logan Driscoll steps in, 295 hitter this year. The pitch misses low and in. Count goes to 1-0. Shenton's home run tied him with Driscoll and a couple others for the team lead. The pitch misses up high, and the count goes to 2-0. The Biscuits team that has now hit 45 homers on the year, second most out of anybody in the Southern League. 2-0 delivery. Chops it foul towards the Shuckers dugout. First base side. Count goes to 2-1. But nobody's really strided away with the home run lead on the Biscuit side of things. Nobody is more than 6. The 2-1 delivery. Called strike outside corner. Count evens at 2-2. One away. Nobody on. 2-0 Biscuits early on here in Biloxi. Rodriguez delivers. Chops it foul. Back in the Shuckers dugout. First base side. Count stays at 2-2. The pitch. Wave and a miss on a changeup. Crystal strikes out. First strikeout today. Second out of the inning. And brings up the righty Mason Auer. Two nothing Biscuits, two outs, top of the first inning from Biloxi. Rodriguez delivers, the righty Auer lips it in the air, out to short center field. Murray, the second baseman, under it, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Austin Shenton's ninth hit of the series puts Montgomery up 2-0 after a half inning of play. Back after this, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, and we live.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim... Jim, we're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
The first inning back from Biloxi. Javis Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's the righty Cole Wilcox who gets the start for the Biscuits. Right-handed arm who makes his ninth start of the year. 0-3 with a 4.41 ERA. 23-year-old. He's set to face a Shuckers lineup that is one of the better ones of the year, talent-wise. Tyler Black's at the top, Jackson Churio bats second, Noah Campbell's in the three spot, 1-2-3. It is a lineup filled with speed, power, and everything else. First pitch of the game from Wilcox, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Righty-lefty matchup, Black's the lefty at the plate, hitting .236 this year. Wilcox delivers, Black lifts it foul. Base sign out of play. Count evens, one ball, one strike. Black this year, .236 hitter, but a league best, .435 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. Black lifts it foul again, third base sign out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. And that .435 OBP laps the league. The 1-2 pitch misses up and in. Count evens, 2-2. In second place in the league leaderboards is Noah Campbell, who bats third in this order at .406, and nobody else is above .400. Wilcox's 2-2 delivery. Rolled on the ground, right side of the infield. Giante Turner, the second baseman, grabbed it, flips it to Matthew Dyer at first, and Black's retired for the first out. We've met Turner and Dyer. Left side of the infield, Austin Shenton and Alika Williams, third and short. Blake Hunt's behind the plate. In left field, A. Roberto Hernandez, Mason Auer's in center, and Logan Driscoll is in right. Righty Jackson Churio steps in against the righty Wilcox. First pitch, Churio ropes it in the air and in a left for a base hit. He broke an 0-for-21 skid last night with a walk-off three-run homer. Not even 24 hours later, he leads off the very next day with a single. So he's two for his last two. Brings up a switch hitting Noah Campbell from the left side. 2-0 Biscuits, one out, one on, bottom one. First pitch, Churio's off to second. Pitch misses away, the throw to second. Not in time, and Churio's got his 11th stolen base of the year. Count goes to 1-0. The 82nd stolen base this year from Biloxi. Third most in Double A. The 1-0 delivery. Campbell takes high. Count goes to 2-0. Wilcox stands in at 6'5", 245 pounds. Wears the high navy blue socks with a couple of yellow stripes. The pitch. Campbell hammers this one left center field. Hours after it, tails away from him, takes one hop off the wall. Churio rounds third and comes home. Auer fires it in. Campbell's into second. It's an RBI double. And three batters into the game. The Shuckers have a run in the bottom half of the inning. Biscuits 2, Shuckers 1, and Caro's the go-ahead run at the plate. It's the 16th RBI of the year for Campbell. And it brings up Jefferson Caro. Randy Wilcox sets the pitch. Called strike at the knees. Count goes to 0-1. Shuckers have hit Wilcox hard here early. The 0-1 pitch. Caro chops it on the ground. Left side of the infield. Williams backhands it at short. Fires to first. Caro is retired. Campbell stays put at second. Now two away for the righty, Freddie Zamora. Campbell's the tying run at second. Two 1 Biscuits, bottom of the first inning. Wilcox delivers. Wave and a miss from Zamora on a slider. Count goes to 0-1. Wilcox is a three-pitch guy. Fastball, slider, and a changeup. Fastball can get as fast as 96. Sits around 91, 94. The pitch. Misses away. Count evens up 1-1. Zamora this year hitting 261 with a 368 OBP. Wilcox delivers. Zamora takes low and away. Count goes to 2-1. Wilcox sets. Now delivers to Zamora. Waves and misses on a slider. Count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Wilcox delivers. Zamora waves and misses. Slider off the outside corner. And it ends the inning. But the Shuckers get a run. One run home on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. It's a high-scoring affair early. 2-1 after one. Into the second after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit SealsTires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Hi, this is Nick Bennett, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Go Shuckers, baby.
Top two from Biloxi. The righty Carlos Rodriguez on the hill. Fires home to the righty Heriberto Hernandez. Curveball is the first pitch, and it's a called strike one. Hernandez leads it off in the second inning for Montgomery. They lead it 2-1 over Biloxi. Rodriguez fires. Chops it foul. Into the Biscuits dugout in the third base side. And the count goes to 0-2. Yesterday was very much a pitcher's duel early on. It has been quite the opposite today. The 0-2 pitch. Slider misses away. And the count goes to 1-2. Three runs on four hits between the two teams in the first inning. The pitch to Hernandez misses away. And the count evens 2-2. Shuckers got one home on an RBI double from Noah Campbell. Biscuits got two in on a two-run bomb from Austin Shen. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-2. Hernandez this year hitting .211 with a .346 OBP. Rodriguez delivers home. Called strike three on the inside corner. First strikeout of the day. Brings up the right-handed hitting Matthew Dyer. Rodriguez has really settled down since that two-run shot from Austin Shenton as the second batter of the game. He's retired four straight and two strikeouts. Rodriguez delivers. Curveball misses away. Goes to 1-0. Rodriguez rocks the high Royal Blue Sox and the blue Nike cleats. Kicks and fires. Dyer takes a curveball on the inside corner. Called strike one. Shuckers wearing their blue, their white home uniforms with the blue caps. 1-1 pitch. Curveball. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. For the first time this year, in a game between the Shuckers and Biscuits, the Biscuits are wearing their road gray uniforms. Gray pants, gray tops. Montgomery across the front in block lettering. The 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in. Back-to-back strikeout from Rodriguez. Now two away for the righty Diego Infante. 2-1 Biscuits. Nobody on with two outs. Top of the second. Infante's hitting .229 this year with a .308 OBP. Rodriguez delivers. Fastball. That's the top of the zone. Count goes to 0-1. Rodriguez has the swing and miss stuff this year, and especially against Montgomery. 0-1 delivery. Misses inside. Count evens 1-1. In game two of the series in Montgomery with the Shuckers, the 1-1 pitch, chopped foul in the Shuckers dugout in the first base side. Goes to 1-2. He struck out 10 over 5 2/3 innings. Same game where the Shuckers set the single game franchise record with 19 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch, misses away with a curveball. Count evens at 2-2. He struck out two in the inning. The righty Rodriguez kicks and delivers. Misses inside with the changeup. Count goes full. Rodriguez readies, kicks and fires home. Wave and a miss, strike three. Dialed up the fastball and blew it by him. He strikes out the side up to four on the night. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 2-1 Biscuits after an inning and a half. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, and Batley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the second inning from MGM Park. First pitch of the bottom half. Misses up and in. Count boost 1-0. Sparks this year hitting 215 with a 380 OBP. Wilcox fires. Sparks takes a curveball. Inside corner. Count evens 1-1. Sparks has had a fun series. 5-for-18 with two homers. The 1-1 pitch. Chops it foul behind home plate. Count goes to 1-2. And the home runs came on back-to-back nights. One on Wednesday, one on Thursday. And then last night, he had the throw of the year on an outfield assist to help get the game to the bottom of the 10th inning. But the Shuckers only down one. The 1-2 pitch. Takes inside. Count evens 2-2. Wilcox's 2-2 pitch. Lifts it in the air towards center field. Auer comes in, dives, and takes a hop, and it's past him. Sparks rounds first, he's in the second. Throw comes in from the right fielder, Logan Driscoll. And the Shuckers are hitting Wilcox hard tonight. It's their second extra base hit. And a tie runs in scoring position with nobody out for Xavier Warren. The Shuckers got to Wilcox in a big way. And Wilcox's only start against Biloxi this year. The pitch to the lefty Warren. Slider called strike one. Warren's a switch hitter who's in from the left side. Hitting 176 this year. Wilcox steps off, gets a new baseball. And Wilcox's only start against Biloxi. He gave up 6 runs, 5 of them earned. Gave up 7 hits over 5 innings. Biloxi would end up winning the game 7-5. The 0-1 pitch. Warren takes inside and low. Hunt blocks it up. It trickles up the third baseline. But Sparks stays put. Counts even, 1-1. Wilcox fires, misses low and inside, goes to 2-1. Sparks off second, infield shifts over for Montgomery. Malika Williams, the shortstop, a bit towards up the middle, and Giante Turner, the second baseman, towards first. The pitch lifts it foul behind home plate out of play. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Shuckers trail it 2-1. Sparks at second as the tying run. Wilcox comes set. Now delivers. Warren takes inside. Goes full. Ethan Murray stands on deck, and Isaac Collins is behind him. Murray and Collins, both guys who have not played in a good bit. Murray's missed the last eight games, and Collins was placed on the IL at AAA about 3 weeks ago. The 3-2 pitch rolls it by Dyer, the first baseman, and down the right field line. Sparks rounds third and comes home. The throw trickles into second. Warren stays put at first. It's an RBI single from Xavier Warren, and the Shuckers have scored two unanswered to tie it up at two. Nice little way for Warren to break out of an 0-for-19 skid. Drives in his 21st run of the year, and Ethan Murray now up for his first at-bat in 10 days. Last made an appearance on May 17th. The righty Wilcox fires home. Takes a strike at the letters. Count goes to 0-1. Shuckers have already pounded out four hits today, and all four have been hard hit. They've not had a cheap single today. They've driven it off Wilcox. The 0-1 pitch. Murray rolls it on the ground, right side and through. Warren stops at second. Driscoll picks it up, the right fielder. Three straight hits to start off the inning. Now runners at first and second. Nobody out. Brings up the switch hitting Isaac Collins. That extends Murray's on base streak to five in a row and his hit streak to three straight. And it now brings out the pitching coach, Steve Merriman. Home plate umpire Sean Cassidy walks out, breaks things up. Two-two, Shuckers and Biscuits. Isaac Collins, a switch hitter, steps in. Digs in from the left side. It's Collins' first at-bat since May 7th, after he got promoted to AAA Nashville. Wilcox delivers. Collins swings and lines it into left for a base hit. Warren gets the stop sign at third, and the Shuckers go station to station. Collins to first, Murray to second, Warren to third, and it now brings up the top of the order in Tyler Black. So the Shuckers this year, in six-plus innings against Wilcox, have tallied 13 hits. Six of them have come today. Black steps in from the left side. 0-for-1 today with a ground out. Wilcox fires. Black takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers and Biscuits tied at 2. Biloxi, though, 90 feet away from taking the lead. The 1-0 delivery. Black waves and misses. That was a grand slam kind of cut. Count evens, one ball and one strike. With the bases loaded, Black is 1-for-2 this year. Shuckers is a team, 229 with the bases loaded. But a 423 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. Black takes inside. The count goes to 2-1. The pitch rolled on the ground, right side and through. Warren scores. Murray turns third and comes home. Driscoll fires it home. The tag, not in time. A smooth slide from Ethan Murray, and the Shuckers have scored three in the inning. It's a two RBI double from Black, and the Shuckers lead it 4-2. For Black, that extends his on-base streak to 23 consecutive games, drives in his 21st and 22nd runs of the year. Now runners at second and third, infield in for the righty Jack Centurio. Wilcox fires. Misses away with a slider. Count goes to 1-0. Churio's 1-for-1 today with a single. 4-2. Shuckers up over the Biscuits. They've scored 7 runs in the last 3 innings at the plate going back to last night. 1-0 delivery. Churio chops it foul. Third base side. Not even 1-1. Field in for Montgomery. Black off second. Collins off third. The pitch. Churio rolls it back up the middle by Blackwood to take a step back towards second and into center. Collins scores. Black rounds third and comes home. Auer throws it into second. It's a two RBI single from Churio. The Shuckers have scored 5 in the inning and lead Montgomery 6-2. Churio's now 3 for his last 3. He's driven in 5 in the last 3 at-bats. He's at first. Campbell's up. Switch hitter from the left side. 6-2 Biloxi. The pitch. Churio's off to second. Pitch misses inside. Churio slides and he's safe. Up to 12 stolen bases. He's stolen 2 bases tonight. He's tallied 2 hits. He's driven into. I don't know if you can have a better first 2 innings. Count at 0-1. Pitcher's called the strike. Wilcox delivers. Campbell takes the called strike on a curveball inside corner. Count goes to 0-2. Wilcox sets. Now fires. Campbell takes strike 3 on the inside corner. First out of the inning after the Shuckers recorded 6 straight hits. Brings up the righty Efferson Carroll with the runner in scoring position. One away, it's 6-2 Biloxi. The pitch. Caro nubs it on the ground. Left side of the infield. Williams, the shortstop, grabs it. Fires high to first. Dyer jumps up to grab it. Comes down on top of the bag before Caro gets there. Churio moves up to third. Now two away and brings up the righty, Freddy Zamora. He's the 9th man to bat in the inning. Digs in from the right side. Churio's at third. It's 6-2 Biloxi. 5 runs in the inning. The pitch. Zamora stares at strike 1 on the inside corner. The 0-1 pitch. Misses low. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Chops it on the ground, back up the middle. Williams, the shortstop, grabs it, fires to first, and that ends the inning. So after 6 straight hits, Wilcox retires the final 3 batters of the inning. The Shuckers go crazy. 5 runs on 6 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. After 2, it's 6-1 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Family Live.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
We're in the top of the third inning. Carlos Rodriguez on the hill's been terrific. He fires, curveball lifted in the air out to right, sparks under him, takes two steps in, makes the catch. First out of the third inning. Shuckers have scored 6 runs on 8 hits. Meanwhile, Rodriguez has retired 6 in a row. Check that, 7 in a row. After an Austin Shenton 2-run homer as the second batter of the game, that made it 2-0 Montgomery. First pitch to the righty, Alika Williams. Broken bat, flare out to center. Curio's on, makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Brings up the lefty, Austin Shent. Shent is the reason why Montgomery has 2 runs. Had a 2-run shot in the first inning off the scoreboard for a 6th home run of the year. Rodriguez delivers. Shenton waves and misses the changeup. Count goes to 0-1. The pitch misses inside. Shenton backs out of the way. Count evens 1-1. The pitch. Shenton rolls him on the ground to second. Murray gobbles it up, fires to Warren at first, and that ends the inning. 9 straight retired by Rodriguez. His second straight 1-2-3 inning. Head to the bottom half. Shuckers 6, Biscuits 2. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up, yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Kaneka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
That's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast.
Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Arm for Montgomery faces the righty Lamar Sparks. Shuckers up 6-2. First pitch misses inside, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. The Shuckers offense has come back to life in a big way the last 24 hours. 1-0 delivery. Sparks takes a curveball. Called strike on the inner half. Count evens at 1-1. They scored five of the final six runs of the game last night against Montgomery. 1-1 pitch. Called strike, top of the zone. Count goes to 1-2. And today, through their first two innings at the plate, they've scored six. Sparks leads it off from the right side. He calls time and steps out. He doubled to start off the second. Shuckers scored five runs on six hits. And six hits all came in a row before an out was recorded. 1-2 pitch. Missed inside with a curveball. Count evens at 2-2. Wilcox fires. Wave and a miss on a slider. Sparks strike down. First out of the inning. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Warren drove home Sparks back in the second inning. In from the left side, first pitch, lifts it foul, behind home plate, out of play, and the count goes to 0-1. Shuckers lead it 6-2, one out, nobody on in the bottom of the third. Wilcox fires, Warren stares at a changeup low, count evens up 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Wilcox kicks his leg and fires home. Warren takes up high, and the count goes to 3-1. The Shuckers have really battered around Wilcox this year. The 3-1 pitch. Warren chops it on the ground, back up the middle. Williams over the shortstop, and it's under his glove and in the center for a base hit. Warren and Jackson Churio both had a very similar last couple of at-bats. Warren entered today 0 for his last 19 with 10 strikeouts, and all of a sudden he's 2 for 2. Churio broke an 0 for 21 slump last night with a 3-run homer, and he's also 2 for 2 today. Brings up the righty, Ethan Murray, man on first, one away. Last of the third inning. Wilcox fires. Murray takes away with a slider and goes to 1-0. Shuckers lead it 6-2. One in the first, five in the second. Three batters in, they haven't scored any in the third inning, which is the longest they've taken to score today. The 1-0 pitch. Misses low and away. Count goes to 2-0. Murray singled last time up. It's going to be a common theme this inning for the next three more batters because, well, in the second inning, six straight reached on a hit. The 2-0 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. And that was all before Wilcox could record an out. Murray's in the very back of the right-handed box. Wilcox fires. Murray takes a strike on the inner half. Count goes to 3-1. Warren, a good side lead off first. Wilcox fires. Murray tips it in and out of Hunt's glove. Count goes to 3-2. Wilcox was originally drafted by the Padres in the third round of the 2020 draft. Then was traded over to the Rays in a big-time deal. It was him, Luis Patino, Blake Hunt, his catcher today, and Francisco Mejia for Blake Snell. Back in December of 2020. 3-2 pitch, Warren's off. Pitch misses up high. Warren goes in standing. Walk pushes him to second. Now runners on first and second with one away for the switch hitting Isaac Collins. The righty Carlos Garcia is up in the bullpen for Montgomery. They might need to go get Wilcox quick. His first pitch to Collins will be his 60th of the day. Warren's at second. Murray's at first. It's 6-2 Biloxi. And the Shuckers are threatening again here in the third inning. First pitch to Collins. Takes a strike at the knees with a curveball. Kind of goes 2-1. Collins, a switch hitter in from the left side. Single to left back in the second inning. And it's first at-bat back in double A. Wilcox's 0-1 pitch. Collins takes a strike on the inner half. Count goes 0-2. Collins was hoping for a little bit more playing time in AAA. Injury bug got him. Got hurt at the start of May and had to be placed in the injured list after just three games in AAA. The 0-2 pitch. Chops it on the ground. Third base side. Chetton backhands it. Tags third. Slings it across the diamond to first. Not in time. Dyer has to go down and block it up. It's a fielder's choice for Collins. Murray to second. Warren is retired. Now two away for Tyler Black. By the way, scoring update on Black. His double actually changed to a single, and he advances to second on the throw. So not an extra base hit, but a two RBI single nonetheless. Murray at second, Collins at first, Black the lefty at the plate. Wilcox delivers. Black lifts it high in the air, but foul. Third base side out of play. Now goes 2-1. Wilcox tells Hunt to go through him again. Now gets the sign he likes and comes set. Delivers home. Black lifts it down the left field line. Hernandez over, shields the sun with his glove, and makes the catch a step shy of the line. Into the inning. Shuckers are held scoreless for the first time today. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runs left on base. We end of the fourth. 6-2 Montgomery trails the Shuckers. Biloxi up big. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Rodriguez.
Leads it off against the righty, Carlos Rodriguez on the hill. We end up at the top of the fourth inning, 6-2, blocks the over Montgomery. Rodriguez fires, curveball misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Shucker's offense has been off and running. They've made things real easy for the right-hander Rodriguez. 1-0 pitch, curveball, wave and a miss. Count evens, 1-1. Not that Rodriguez really needs any help. He's been one of the Shucker's best pitchers this year. 1-1 delivery. Tips it into Caro's glove and goes down to an E. Count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez entered today with an ERA of 2.87. Him and Jarvis, two of the best guys on this team. 1-2 pitch, misses up and away. Count evens, 2-2. He's up to 55 strikeouts this year. He struck out 4 tonight. Rodriguez fires. Foul back. Count stays at 2-2. And that's been the big thing this year for Rodriguez, is how good he's been. 2-2 delivery. Fastball called. Strike 3 on the outside corner. Making 5 strikeouts on the night. Perfectly painted a 93-mile-an-hour heater on the outside corner to Hunt. Now one away. Brings up the lefty Logan Driscoll. One out, nobody on. Shuckers lead at 6-2 in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch to Driscoll. Chops it on the ground, foul, first base side. Count goes to 0-1. Reminder, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Rodriguez delivers, fouls it back and out of play. Count goes to 0-2. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Rodriguez lifts the leg and fires. Curveball misses away. And the count goes to 1-2. The pitch home. Misses away. Count evens at 2-2. The pitch to Driscoll. Wave and a miss. Pitch that falls off the table. Nice little changeup for the second out. His 6th strikeout today. Brings up the right-handed hitting Mason Auer. 2 outs, nobody on. 6-2 Shuckers in the 4th. Rodriguez fires. Misses low and away. Count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez has now retired 11 straight since that 2-run homer from Austin Shenton back in the 1st. The pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Did he take out the first 2 batters that he faced this game? Rodriguez has been perfect. Delivers to Albert. Lifts it in the air towards center. Churrios in, makes the catch, and make it 12 straight retired by Rodriguez. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're to the bottom of the 4th inning. Shuckers lead it 6-2. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a 3-time Olympic medalist and 7-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Hi, this is TJ Shook, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Now in the game for Montgomery. The pitch, wave and a miss and a curveball. Count goes to 1-2. Shuckers lead the Biscuits 6-2. Cole Wilcox done after three innings. Gives up six runs on nine hits. Garcia fires. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in. Churio strikes out. First out of the fourth inning. He brings up the pitch hitting Noah Campbell. Final line for Wilcox. Three innings, nine hits, six runs, one walk, three strikeouts. All in 64 pitches. Shuckers hit him around early and often. Garcia delivers. Campbell fouls it back. And the count goes to 0-1. Garcia this year makes his 11th appearance, 5.30 the ERA in 18 2/3 innings. The pitch, curveball, called strike outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. 16 walks, 22 strikeouts for Garcia. Opponent sitting 246 against him. The pitch to Campbell. Checks his swing, top of the zone. Third base umpire Dylan Bradley says he goes around. Back-to-back strikeouts from Garcia to start off the appearance. Brings up the righty Efferson Caro. Caro's 0-2 today. Him and Freddie Zamora, who's on deck, are the only two guys in this Shuckers order that don't have a hit today. It's only the fourth. The pitch. Caro waves and misses at a fastball, 95. Count goes 0-1. Shuckers lead it 6-2. Two outs, nobody on in the fourth inning. Garcia delivers. Caro punches it in the air to center. Now we're under it. Takes a few steps in, makes the catch, and ends the inning. First 1-2-3 inning today by Biscuits pitching. We head to the fifth inning. 6-2 Biloxi. Carlos Rodriguez back on the hill. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Line.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seals Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seals has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit SealsTires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter! I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Seconds for station ID, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising, WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
First pitch of the inning is a called strike to the righty Heriberto Hernandez from the righty Carlos Rodriguez. Second pitch is away. The count goes to 1-1. Hernandez 0-1 today. Leads off the inning for Montgomery. Shuckers lead it 6-2. The pitch misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Rodriguez has been terrific tonight. He's retired 12 in a row since the first two batters of the game both reached and both came home. The 2-1 pitch. Hernandez lifts it over Murray's glove at second and into right center for a base hit. That ends 12 straight retired by Rodriguez. Murray almost got there. Maybe got over his glove by an inch. Brings up the righty Matthew Dyer. Dyer's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Hernandez is off first. Nobody out. The pitch. Fastball. Misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Today is just Rodriguez's 35th professional start. He's in just his second pro season after being drafted in the sixth round in 2021 out of Florida Southwestern State College. The 1-0 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. And Rodriguez has done nothing but dominate. It was the 2022 Brewers Minor League Pitcher of the Year. The 2-0 delivery. Lifts it in the air to left. Drops down for a base hit. Collins charges in. Just picks it up. Back-to-back singles here in the fifth inning. Lead it off. Brings up the righty Diego Infante. Wasn't hit very hard. Off the bat at 60 miles an hour. Now brings up the righty Diego Infante. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. 6-2 Shuckers, top of the fifth. Rodriguez fires home to Infante. Misses up and in. Goes to 1-0. Rodriguez kicks and fires. Misses away. Count goes to 2-0. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. As always, plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Every game underway but one. Pensacola and the M-Braves got delayed by rain. Currently no start time determined yet. The 2-0 delivery. Fouls it. Off home plate umpire Sean Cassidy. Count goes to 2-1. Top of the second inning, Rocket City up 3-0 on Chattanooga. And top of the fifth, Tennessee 3, Birmingham nothing. Birmingham looking to avoid their 30th loss of the year. 2-1 the count. Rodriguez checks around, now kicks and fires. Lifts it behind home plate, foul. Goes to 2-2. Infante struck out in a high fastball in the second inning. Rodriguez comes set. Now the 2-2 pitch. Misses away. The count boosts to 3-2. Rodriguez has had good control tonight. Shuckers staff is a drip control. Sparks calls time. Puts on the superhero cape and goes and grabs a ball for a couple kids that were playing catch on the berm. Or just a random ball. Three kids just ran over, ready to get after it. Now one kid's got it, and he's trying to figure out who to give it to, of who was playing catch with it. Two kids have their hand raised, and now he gives it to the one on the left. No, he fakes him and goes running on the berm. Caro calls time behind the plate. And now gave it to the dad that's playing catch with all the kids. The count is 3-2 at the plate. Rodriguez delivers home. Wave and a miss. Seventh strikeout of the day for Rodriguez. Got him on the changeup. Rodriguez's dominance against Montgomery this year has been incredible. He struck out 10 in 5 2/3 innings, the only other time he faced them. Today, in 4/3, struck out 7, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits. Brings up the righty Gianti Turner, 9 men in the order. First pitch, wave and a miss. Out goes 0-1. Contreras is using that changeup a lot. Last 2 strikeouts have come off the changeup. Shuckers lead it 6-2. Runners on first and second here in the fifth. Rodriguez fires home. Misses away. Caro tried to frame it back up. Count evens, 1-1. Maybe about a ball off the plate. Turner flew out to right back in the third inning. Rodriguez delivers. Fastball. Called strike. Check back to first. Dyer's back in time. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Misses away. Didn't miss by much on a changeup. Count stays and evens up at 2-2. Hernandez at second, Dyer at first. 6-2 Shuckers, 1 out, top 5. The 2-2 pitch. In the dirt, Caro blocks it up, and the count goes full. That was the 68th pitch of the day from Rodriguez. He's thrown as many as 94 in a start this year. So we'll likely be good for 6 tonight. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The pitch. Wave and a miss. It almost hits him. Turns out of the way, swings and misses at the pitch. It's the 8th strikeout of the day for Rodriguez. And he's 1 strikeout away from becoming the 2nd pitcher in the Southern League this year to reach the 60 strikeout mark. Brings up the righty, Alika Williams. That was a 91-mile-an-hour heater. 2 outs, 2 runners on, 6-2 Biloxi in the 5th. Rodriguez fires. Fastball, called strike 1. Williams, right-handed bat at the top of the order. He's 1-for-2 today with a single. Rodriguez sets. Now the 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses away. Count evens up 1-1. By the way, a big hello to Kane and Sarah, who are listening in from D'Iberville tonight. As always, you can join the broadcast with our text the booth line, 601-514-0776. Rodriguez comes set. Hernandez at second. Dyer at first. The pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Lifts it out towards short center field. Murray's out from second. Churio's in from center. Loses the cap and the sunglasses and makes the catch to end the inning. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. We're halfway through in Biloxi. Shuckers lead it 6-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Shuckers up in the last of the fifth inning. 6-2 Biloxi over Montgomery. Garcia delivers. Curveball misses inside, and the count evens at 1-1. Zamora's 0-2 today. Strikeout and a ground out. Garcia fires. Curveball called strike outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery misses up and in. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses up and in. Count goes to 3-2. Garcia kicks and fires. Up and in, and it hits Zamora right in the middle of the shoulder blades. And he crouches down, undoes everything, and just takes a moment to gather himself. That was 92 in the middle of the pack. First time tonight a player's been hit on either side. Trainer Andrew Stanling takes 5 steps out of the dugout, now takes a little bit more, walks down to first to make sure Zamora's okay. Gets about 3/4 of the way there. Zamora gives him a thumbs up, and Stanling, who walked out the part of the dugout that's closest to home plate, walked back in the dugout the other side. Does a little lap. Brings up the righty, Lamar Sparks. First pitch, a curveball. Called strike one. 6-2 Biloxi over Montgomery. Zamora at first, bottom of the fifth inning. Garcia sets, first base side of the rubber. Now delivers. Sparks fouls it back. Count goes to 1-2. It's the first time Garcia's had to pitch out of the stretch in this appearance. And a scoreless fourth inning to relieve the righty Cole Wilcox, who started it off. Shuckers scored 6 runs off him on 9 hits. The pitch, curveball, Sparks lifts it foul. First base side finds the seats. Count stays at 0-2. Did a good job to stay alive. Just stuck the bat out and lifted it out of play. No balls, 2 strikes. Sparks struck out in the slider last time up. Garcia delivers. Slider misses away. Count goes to 1-2. Garcia stares in, now comes set. Zamora, good leadoff first. Checks back, Zamora back in time. Garcia, 24 years old, out of Samana in the Dominican Republic. He's been with the Rays organization his entire career. The 1-2 delivery, up and in. Zamora bends. Sparks bends out of the way. Count evens at 2-2. Sparks digs back in. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. The pitch, curveball, wave and a miss, strike 3. Check back to first.
Moore is back in time.
Sparks strikes out. First down of the inning.
Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren.
One out, one on. 6-2 Biloxi over Montgomery. Warren's 2-for-2 today. Switch hitter from the left side. The pitch, curveball, called strike one. Warren's 2-for-2 with two singles and an RBI. The 0-1 pitch hits it in the air out to right. Driscoll sits under it, comes in a couple steps from the warning track and makes the catch. On a night where maybe the wind's blowing a bit out to right instead of at a standstill, that one might have had a chance to get out of here. But instead, two away, and it brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Zamora's at first. 6-2 Biloxi over Montgomery, bottom of the fifth inning. Been a good night for the Shuckers on the pitching side of things. It's also been a real good night at the plate. 6 runs on 9 hits. The pitch to Murray. Fastball. Dots at the knees at 92 when the count goes to 0-1. Murray's 1-for-1 with a single and a walk. Garcia delivers. Curveball. Murray chops it foul. Third base side. Third base coach Nick Stanley with a nice little backhand. A count at 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Murray steps back in from the right side. Shuckers lead it 6-2 over Montgomery. Garcia sets. First base side of the rubber. Now delivers. Slider. Murray holds up his swing. First base umpire Chandler Durham says he doesn't go. Count at 1-2. He did a good job. He went about halfway and held it and made sure to hold it so everybody could see that it was not a full swing. It didn't go more than halfway. 1-2, 2-2. The pitch lifts it out to right. Driscoll comes in. Hours in from center. Driscoll on the run, dives and makes the catch in right. Left his feet, went full extension to make the grab. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Carlos Rodriguez, one strikeout away from 60 on the season. He'll be on the mound when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our prices low.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
With you. The lady Carlos Rodriguez on the hill delivers home. Off the chin, the lefty lifts it out towards short left field. Now it tails over into foul territory and
dips down, one hop into the bleachers. The count goes 0-1. Shenton's 1-for-2 today with a two-run homer. I was back in the first inning, played the only two runs for Montgomery. They trailed it 6-2. Righty Rodriguez stares in. Now Kiro calls time. Not before there's a pitch clock violation. Count evens 1-1. And Kiro takes a moment to talk with the home plate umpire, Sean Cassidy. Shenton stands in. Count at 1-1. First pitch clock violation we've seen tonight. The 1-1 delivery. Curveball. Misses up and in. Count goes to 2-1. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Count evens at 2-2. Rodriguez has struck out 8. He's had 59 strikeouts this year. Trying to become just the second pitcher in the Southern League this year to reach the 60 strikeout mark. The 2-2 pitch lifts it out to the left. Collins retreats back towards the warning track, sticks up the glove, and makes the catch first out of the inning. One out brings up the righty Blake Hunt. Hunt's 0-for-2 today with the strikeout pop-out. Rodriguez picks up his leg, fires home. Wave and a miss. Hunt way ahead of a changeup. Count goes 0-1. The pitch, curveball, taps it foul, back towards the on-deck circle. Count goes 0-2. Hunt struck out looking on a fastball last time up. The 0-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. There's 60 strikeouts on the year for the reigning Brewers Minor League Pitcher of the Year. He becomes the second pitcher in the Southern League to reach the 60 mark and does it on his 9th strikeout of the night. Two away brings up the lefty Logan Driscoll. Rodriguez is also now 1 strikeout away from his second 10-strikeout game of his career. Pitch to Driscoll, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Driscoll's 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. The pitch misses low. Count goes to 2-0. The pitch. Misses inside, and the count goes to 3-3. Rodriguez up near 90 pitches. His season high is 94. The 3-0 pitch lifts it. Foul territory, third base side. Blacks over from third. Nestles under it, stumbling backwards, makes the catch. Tumbles to the ground, but hangs onto it for the final out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no runners left on base. After 5.5, 6-2 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Is a call strike one on the inside corner. And we're off and running here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers lead it 6-2 over Montgomery. The pitch. Collins tips it into Hunt's glove. And the count goes 0-2. He scored six runs in the first two innings off nine hits. And on the mound, well, it's been a very, very fun day from Carlos Rodriguez. Nine strikeouts over six innings. The 0-2 pitch misses inside. Count goes to 1-2. And the big thing right now is the Shuckers bullpen is silent. Rodriguez is at 84 pitches. Now time's called. Mason Auer has to play hero in center field. A long throw to a couple kids who are playing catch on the berm out in right field. And we're back to go. Collins steps in. Garcia delivers, tips it in and out of Hunt's glove. Count stays at 1-2. Garcia kicks and fires, misses up and away. Count evens at 2-2. The pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Garcia picks up his leg, fires to Collins. Misses up and away, ball four. Collins reaches base for the third time tonight. He's up Tyler Black at the top of the order. And a shout of Go Canada from the crowd as the Toronto native steps in from the left side. 6-2 Shuckers up on the Biscuits. The pitch stares at it up the outside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Black's 1-for-3 today with a 2-RBI single in the second. Garcia delivers. Black waves and misses. Count evens up 1-1. Check back to first. Collins back in time. Good throw from Hunt. Collins just a millisecond ahead of it. I talked to Black about it. Moving from Canada to the United States from college, he said there's not really any difference at all. And he said it's just a little less snowy in the winter. The 1-1 pitch. Black lifts it down the left field line. Hernandez, the left fielder's after it into foul territory, and it drops down a couple feet away from him. Count goes to 1-2. Again, goes out and retrieves a baseball for a couple kids. 1-2, the count on Black. Shuckers lead it 6-2, last of the sixth inning. Collins, a good leadoff first. Stands at the ready. The pitch. Black pops it up. Out of play on the third base side. And the count stays at 1-2. Dyer holds Collins on at first. The 1-2 pitch. Black tips it into Hunt's glove for strike three. Check back to first in time, and Collins is out. To strike him out, throw him out, double play. Well, instead of Collins getting caught stealing, he gets picked up. Now two away for the righty Jackson Churio. Nobody on. 6-2 Shuckers lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Garcia delivers. Inside, and it hits him. Right in the middle of the number 11 on the back of his jersey. The second batter that Garcia's hit. The good thing is this one's a little less painful than when Churio got hit last night. Took one off the back of the leg on a 90-plus mile-an-hour fastball. This one, a curveball that comes in at 79. Puts a man on with two away. Switch hitting Noah Campbell, who steps in from the left side. Churio has already stolen two bases tonight. Garcia fires. Campbell takes up high. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Curveball. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. Two Shuckers lead, last of the sixth inning. Garcia fires. Churio's off pitch. Called a strike. The throw to second. In time. And Churio's retired. He tried to swim around the tag. But Alika Williams slapped it on him before he could reach the bag. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Carlos Rodriguez heads to the hill. One strikeout away from double digits. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live. Shuckers lead it 6-2.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ's Auto Parts. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
One ball in the strike, right in an hour. It's been a terrific night from Rodriguez. The 1-0 pitch, curveball. Hold strike, count evens up 1-1. Shuckers lead Biscuit 6-2. Rodriguez has struck out 9. One away from a career high. 1-1 pitch. Misses away. Count boost to 2-1. He set that career high in his last start against the Biscuits. Struck out 10 over 5 2/3 innings. The 2-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Count evens up 2-2. And he's one pitch away from his second career 10-strikeout game. From the windup, delivers home. Wave and a miss. There's the second 10-strikeout game of Rodriguez's career. Both of them have come this year, and both of them have come in May against Montgomery. First out of the inning, and it brings up the righty Heriberto Hernandez. This kid really is something special. 61 strikeouts. The pitch, fastball, misses inside. And the count goes to 1-0. 61 strikeouts is the second most out of any pitcher in the Southern League. Delivers to Hernandez. Chops it on the ground. Left side of the infield. Zamora backhands it. Plants off his back foot. Fires to first. It's low. And Hernandez reaches on a single. Second hit of the day for Hernandez. Brings up the righty Matthew Dyer. By the way, that strikeout of Auer also set a new career high with 6 1/3 innings pitched. Broke his career high of 6 innings that he had previously set and tied 4 different times. Rodriguez fires. Fastball, called strike. Dyer's 1-for-2 today with a single and a strikeout. The pitch, curveball, called strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Robbie Baker's getting warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Baker's been real good this year. 2 scoreless innings last time out. He's back on Tuesday against Montgomery. The 0-2 pitch. This is up and away. Count goes to 1-2. He's also now 1 strikeout away. Rodriguez is from a career high 11 strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball in the dirt. Caro blocks it up. Count evens 2-2. Rodriguez stands ready from the stretch. Delivers to Dyer. Wave and a miss. A new career high with 11 strikeouts for Rodriguez. Sets down Dyer for the second out. Brings up the righty Diego Infante. What a night for Rodriguez. 11 strikeouts over 6 2/3 innings, and he's 1 out away from 7 innings for the first time in his career. The pitch, wave and a miss, and the count goes to 0-1. This kid is dealing right now. He might be dealing his way into a Southern League Pitcher of the Week award by the time all things are said and done after tomorrow afternoon. The 0-1 pitch, fastball, misses inside. Count evens 1-1. Infante's 0-for-2 today with 2 strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch. Wave and a miss and a curveball, and the count goes to 1-2. He just keeps getting better as the outing goes on. The pitch, lifts it out to right, sparks after it towards the line. 1 step away from the right backfield line, makes the catch, and that's seven incredible innings from Carlos Rodriguez on the hill. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Time to stretch. It's 6-2 Biloxi. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Seventh inning, first pitch misses away. Pinch hitter Westcourt comes up. Noah Campbell's done. Campbell goes 1-for-3 on the day. Phelps delivers. Cork waves and misses. Count evens up 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Clark takes inside, count goes to 2-1. A lot of lines to get to. First Clark this year hitting 208, two homers, 15 driven in, a 710 OPS. Feld delivers, Clark hammers it, deep to left. Hernandez doesn't even move, it's way gone. 104 off the bat, 372. Wes Clark continues to terrorize the Biscuits. His eighth extra base hit against Montgomery this year makes it 7-2 Biloxi. .104 off the bat, .372. The Shuckers get their seventh run and their 10th hit. Brings up Jefferson Cara. Phelps delivers. Caro pops it up foul behind home plate, out of play. Count goes 2-1. Foul balls brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167. The pitch. Caro takes a slider inside. Count evens up 1-1. You can also visit them at gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Belge fires. Hero waves and misses. Count goes to 1-2. By the way, the final line for Carlos Garcia, three innings, no runs, no hits, one walk, four strikeouts, and throws 42 pitches. Belge fires. Hero lifts it right out of the infield, out towards short right now. Giante Turner, the second baseman, out and makes the catch. First out of the inning. Brings up the righty, Freddie Zamora. Zamora's 0-for-2 today, and he's been hit by a pitch. The pitch misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Robbie Baker is getting warm in the Shuckers pen. The night is likely done for Carlos Rodriguez after a terrific outing. Felch fires. Called strike on the inside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Felch delivers. Zamora takes low. Goes to 2-0. Shuckers tonight. 7 runs on 10 hits. No errors for the Biscuits. 2 runs on 5 hits. The pitch. Zamora takes inside. Now goes to 3-1. The pitch. Misses inside. 4. And Zamora works a walk. Brings up the righty, Lamar Sparks. And on first, 1 out, 7-2 Biloxi. The pitch. Sparks takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 delivery. Sparks chops it on the ground, third base side foul, and the count goes to 0-2. Felch fires. Sparks takes up and in. First base umpire Chandler Durham says it doesn't go. What about a quarter swing? Down at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Up and in. And evens at 2-2. Bell Jennering today had been terrific. And an ERA of 1.65 in 16 and a third innings. Allowed just 3 runs. And no homers. The 2-2 pitch. Sparks lifts it in the air towards right. Driscoll over towards the line. And makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Zamora doubles back to first. Brings up Xavier Warren. Switches around and comes up from the right side for the first time tonight against the lefty Belge. Man on first, 2 away. 7-2 Biloxi in the 7th. The pitch, curveball, misses up high. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch, takes inside. Count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 3-0. Belge delivers. Misses inside, and it's a 4-pitch walk. He's up the righty, Ethan Murray. Lamar's on first and second with 2 away. Murray's 1-for-2 today with a walk. First game back in the order after missing 10 days. He's been fun to watch tonight. Shuckers offense has been fun to watch tonight, too. 7 runs on 10 hits. The pitch, even a miss. Count goes to 1. 9 of the 10 players that have appeared in this game have reached base. Even Wes Cork, who came in as a pinch hitter, he homered. 1 delivery. Murray takes low. Count evens 1-1. 7-2 Biloxi over Montgomery. Feld sets. Both runners dance. Now the pitch. Murray hits this one to left. Hernandez doesn't move, and it disappears into the Biloxi night. A three-run homer for Murray, and it's 10-2. Murray touches home. 101 off the bat, 391 feet. Second homer of the year, drives in his 13th, 14th, and 15th runs. As the Shuckers break it wide open. Brings up the switch hitting Isaac Cummins from the right side. The pitch misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0. The second time this year the Shuckers have put up at least 10 runs against Montgomery. The other time came up when they put up 15 on him. The pitch misses high and the count goes to 2-0. The pitch misses up high and the count goes to 3-0. Belge has been all over the place tonight. A 3-0 delivery to Collins. Takes a strike and goes to 3-1. The pitch. Called strike two on the outside corner. Robbie Baker's been warming up for about 20 minutes now in the bullpen. It's been a lengthy bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers have padded it and lead it 10-2. Four runs in the inning. The pitch. This is inside, ball four. Tyler Black comes up for the fifth time tonight. Collins walks. And it brings out the pitching coach, Steve Merriman. Gives us 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Shuckers are up big time, 10-2 over the Montgomery Biscuits. Four runs in the inning. Wes Quark a homer and Ethan Murray a homer. David Blake back with you from Biloxi. Thanks so much for joining us. Wes Quark homered to start off the inning. Ethan Murray joined the fun with his second homer of the year as part of what's been a 2-for-3 night. Steve Merriman jogs back to the dugout. Jeff Bell just had a very rough outing. Guy who coming in today hadn't allowed a homer. He's given up two. Tyler Black, the lefty, up top of the order. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Belge fires. Black takes away. Count goes to 2-0. The pitch. Called strike at the knees. Count goes to 2-1. Black's 1-for-4 tonight. He's extended his on-base streak to 23 in a row. Longest by any Shuckers player this year. Belge fires. Black fouls it back, and evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Isaac Collins is at first. Shuckers lead the Biscuits 10-2. The pitch. Black rolls it on the ground. Turner, the second baseman, grabs it. Glove flip to Williams at the bag. And Collins is retired at second to end the inning. The Shuckers, though, send eight to the plate. Four runs off two homers, no errors, and one runner left on base. After seven, it's 10-2 Bluxey. This is Bluxey Shuckers Baseball, Bluxey Shuckers Radio Network, and Valley Live.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter! I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get.
After seven magical innings, turns over to the Biloxi bullpen and right to Bobby Baker. Shuckers lead it 10-2, top of the eighth inning. Baker's first duty, Reddy Johnson's turn. First pitch is 2 and misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Turner's 0-2 today. Rodriguez done after seven innings, a new career high. The 1-0 pitch. Slider, pull the strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Rodriguez sets a career high with seven innings, strikes out 11, also a career high, and throws 100 pitches, also a career high. Baker's 1-1 delivery. Check swing, broken bat, foul ball. The count goes to 1-2. Giunti Turner snapped his bat on a check swing. Has to go back to the dugout and get a new one. Reminder, fans, that foul balls are brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit goldcoast.glassdoctor.com. Baker's been terrific this year, an ERA of 1.5 in 18 innings, 5 walks, 21 strikeouts. New wooden hand, Turner at the plate, fouls it off. Count stays at 1-2. 10-2 Biloxi, up over the Biscuits. 10 runs and 11 hits with no errors. The Biscuits, 2 runs on 5 hits with no errors. The 1-2 pitch, chopped on the ground, left side of the infield. Zamora, the shortstop, gets it on a hop, fires quickly to first, in time. Beats Turner by a half step. First batter, Baker sees, is retired. Brings up the righty, Alika Williams. This is a very right-handed heavy lineup today from Montgomery. Only Austin Shenton, who bats in the 2 spot, Logan Driscoll bats in the 4 spot, are lefties. That's where Baker dominates. The pitch to the righty Williams. Fouls it back. Count goes 0-1. Right-handed batters are 3-for-25 against Baker this year. That's where he's made his bread and butter. The 0-1 pitch to Williams. Slider misses away. Count evens up 1-1. Baker delivers. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Up in the bullpen for Montgomery is Graham Stinson. 6'5", left-hander. The 2-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Count evens at 2-2. Williams is 1-for-3 today. Baker delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams working a deep count right now. The 3-2 pitch. Misses low and away. Williams works a walk. It's the first walk allowed by the Shuckers pitching staff since all the way back on Thursday. And it was the 8th inning on Thursday. Last time Shuckers pitching allowed a walk. They didn't allow one yesterday and didn't allow one for the first 7 1/3 innings today. That is an impressive streak from a Shuckers staff that has allowed the second least amount of walks in all of AA. The first pitch misses. Check that. Called the strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Man on first, one away, top of the 8th. Baker fires. Shenton takes up and away. Count evens up 1-1. Baker delivers. Shenton stares at it off the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Shenton's 1-for-3 today. Won a home run back in the first inning. Plated both runs. The pitch lined in a right center field. Down for a base hit. Williams rounds second, heads to third. Sparks picks it up but fires it back in. And now runners in the corners with one away for Blake Hunt. Shuckers lead it 10-2. Hunt 0-for-3 today with 2 strikeouts. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Ohio Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Around the Brewers system. Hunt's 0-for-3 today with 2 strikeouts. Baker delivers. Lifts it out to center field. Churio back towards the warning track. Under it, makes the catch. Williams tags from third. Churio fires it into the cutoff man, Murray. It's a sack fly from Blake Hunt, and it's 10-3. 2-away now for the lefty, Logan Driscoll. At the big league level, Giants took down the Brewers 3-1. Brewers will try to avoid the sweep tomorrow afternoon. In AAA, Iowa Cubs up 4-1 on Nashville, top of the 5th inning. In high A, bottom 6, Cedar Rapids up 2-0 on the Timber Rattlers. And Carolina and Down East postponed. They'll make it up with 2 tomorrow. First pitch of the lefty, Driscoll. Misses up high. Count goes to 1-0. Driscoll's 0-for-3 today with 2 strikeouts. By the way, the RBI, 17th of the year. The 1-0 pitch. Misses away. Count goes to 2-0. Baker's 2-0 delivery. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-0. Baker's 3-0 pitch. Fastball. Called a strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 3-1. Pitch to Driscoll. Wave and a miss. Driscoll almost falls over trying to hammer a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count goes full with 2 away. Shenton at first will be off with the pitch. Baker comes set. First base side of the rubber. That delivers. Runner goes. Lifted foul. Third base side out of play. Takes a hop and gets out of the ballpark. Count full it. 3 balls and 2 strikes. We'll do it again. Baker's 3-2 delivery. Runner goes. Driscoll punches it down the left field line. Collins over, and it drops down for a base hit. Shenton goes first to third. Driscoll extends his hitting streak to 4 straight. Brings up the right-handed hitting Mason Auer. Runners on the corners, 2 away. 10-3 Biloxi up on Montgomery. Catcher Jefferson Caro walks out, talks to Baker. Some real fun news today on the Brewers transaction front. Andrew Monasterio, guy who had a 9-year minor league career and spent some time last year here in Biloxi, got the call to the big leagues. Didn't get an appearance in today's game, but you got to think over the next couple of days, the guy who's grinded it out for a long time in minor league baseball will finally get his opportunity at the big league level. So big congratulations to Andrew. Guy with a walk-off grand slam here in Biloxi last year. Baker ready, delivers to Howard. Curveball called strike one. James Meeker is getting warm in the Biloxi bullpen. The 0-1 pitch. Lifts it. Foul. First base side out of play. And it goes 0-2. Chuckers just trying to end this thing with as little pitching as possible. They haven't named a starter yet for tomorrow. They won't until after this game finishes up. Could possibly be Nick Bennett or even TJ Shook. Bennett was terrific on Tuesday. 0-2 pitch. Slider misses away. Goes to 1-2. One-two pitch. Wave and a miss. In the inning, 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 runs left on base. A strikeout ends the inning for Baker, and we head to the bottom of the 8th inning. 10-3 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Chops it on the ground, back up the middle. Turner, the second baseman, grabs it, fires the first. Curio beats it out, and it's a three-hit night. Good hustle for the top prospect in baseball. Brings up the righty, Wes Clark. Curio bouncing up the middle and was just off to the races. Brings up Wes Clark, who pinch hit for Noah Campbell last time up. Clark's 1-for-1 with a homer. Stinson delivers. Snyder called strike one. Belge's final line goes an inning, gives up 4 runs on 2 hits. Both hits were homers. The pitch. Clark lifts it, foul territory behind home plate. Gets out of play. Tops towards the concession stand on the first base side. Count goes 0-2. Belge also walks 3, doesn't strike out anybody, and throws 36 pitches. Count at no balls and 2 strikes. Stinson fires, misses up high. Count goes to 1-2. Stinson this year makes his 7th appearance. He's allowed 6 runs in 9 innings, 6 walks, 14 strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch. Clark rolls it on the ground, right side of the infield. Turner, the second baseman, flips it to Williams at second, fires to first, and completes the 4-6-3 double play. 2-away now for the righty, Efferson Caro. Caro's 0-for-4. He's the only Shockers hitter who hasn't reached base yet today. Shockers lead at 10-3, 2 outs, bottom 8. Stinson fires. Caro stares at strike 1. Abner Uribe is now up in the Shockers bullpen. He was activated off the injured list today. Stinson delivers. Caro loops it in the air towards center. Auer comes on, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We head to the ninth. Abner Uribe looking to come in for Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
On the hill, top of the ninth inning, Biloxi 10, Montgomery 3. Robbie Baker's done after an inning of work. 1 inning, 2 hits, allows 1 run, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Throws 27 pitches in just about 6 hours after Uribe was activated off the injured list. Uribe's entering the game here in the ninth inning. He's been electric this year. He's allowed one run in nine innings. It's his first appearance since early May. This is the righty Heriberto Hernandez. First pitch, wave and a miss. Welcome back from the injured list. He throws 97 on the first pitch. He can get it up to 101. He's got a dazzling 90-mile-an-hour slider. The 0-1 pitch lifts it foul. Left field side. Oh, and a kid in the first row makes the snag. That was off the bat at 107. Kid stuck up the glove and made the grab. Counter at 0-2. Three base 0-2 pitch. Curveball misses low. Count goes to 1-2. Hernandez, 2-for-3 tonight with two singles. The 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. A beautiful pitch from Uribe. Kind of on the 89-mile-an-hour curveball. Brings up the ready Matthew Dyer. One away, top of the ninth inning. Nobody on. Shuckers lead it 10-3. Uribe delivers. Fastball. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. That one came in at 99 miles an hour. He's been a gem this year. 10 prospect in the Brewers system. The pitch. Curveball. Called the strike. Count evens 1-1. He's got the curveball at around 87-88. And then he's got that beautiful slider. The pitch. Here's the slider. Misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Uribe's 2-1 pitch. Lifts it foul. Right field side out of play. Count evens at 2-2. That one was a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. And that was on the slower end. Which is maybe the most impressive part about Uribe's arsenal. The 2-2 pitch. Check swing. First base umpire Chandler Durham says he doesn't go on a curveball. Count at 3-2 with one away. Uribe, the ninth-ranked prospect in the Brewers system by MLB Pipeline. Everybody agrees he's got big league stuff. The 3-2 pitch. Fastball misses low. Dyer works a walk and puts a man on with one away for the righty Diego Infante. 10-3 Brewers, 10-3. Shuckers in the top of the ninth inning. You know, the way Uribe's pitched this year, it wouldn't be a surprise to see him in a Brewers uniform before the end of September. Infante 0-for-3 tonight with two strikeouts. Runner on first with one away. The pitch. Chops it on the ground, left side of the infield. Black charges in, bare hands it, slings it to first, one hop. Horn has to block it up. It goes as a single for Infante. Now runners on first and second with one away for Giante Turner. Turner's 0-for-3. Runners on first and second. One away in the ninth. The pitch. Fastball. Called strike one in the outside corner. Uribe's already struck out one this inning. That would be the only out. The 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. And goes to 0-2. Fastball that barreled in at 98. The 0-2 pitch, Turner misses away. Hero spins around to try and grab it. Count at 1-2. The ball sent him backwards. He had to reach over to grab it, and the ball basically turned him around towards the netting in the backstop. One ball and two strikes. Uribe sets. Now fires. Wave and a miss. 97 on the heater. Two away and brings up Alika Williams at the top of the order. And a hope for Montgomery. The win tonight would clinch at least a series split for Biloxi. They won tomorrow, would clinch the series. The pitch pops in and out of Caro's glove with a curveball. Count goes to 1-0. Dyer at second, Infante at first. Biloxi leads it 10-3 over Montgomery, top of the ninth inning. Uribe delivers. Fastball, called strike on the outside corner at 98. Count evens up 1-1. Williams is 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, and two flyouts to center. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball, called strike two. That one blazed in at 98, and Biloxi's one out away from their 23rd win of the year. Also one strike away. One ball, two strikes, two away. Uribe sets. Now fires home. Ground ball back up the middle, past Murray's dive, and into center field for a base hit. Dyer rounds third and comes home. It's an RBI single from Williams. His 18th RBI of the year, and it's 10-4 Biloxi. Brings up the lefty, Austin Shenton. Shenton's 2-for-4 tonight. Homer and a single. He's 10-for-16 in the series. Runners on first and second. Biloxi up by six on the top of the ninth inning with two away. Uribe delivers. Shenton stares at a pitch off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Curveball. Called a strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. Shuckers have James Meeker up in the bullpen getting warm. Just a bit of insurance in case things go haywire. The 1-1 pitch. Misses low with a curveball. Count goes to 2-1. Shenton stands back in, now steps out, readjusts the batting gloves. Uribe trying to finish this thing off. It's been a lengthy outing. His next pitch is 24th of the inning. The 2-1 pitch lifts it towards center field. Churio's over towards left center, makes the catch, and the Shuckers get their 23rd win of the year and do it in some style. A 10-4 win over the Montgomery Biscuits. 10 runs on 12 hits. It's a 5-run second inning and a 4-run seventh inning that paved the way to a Shuckers win. Not only do they get it done on offense, they get it done on the mound. Carlos Rodriguez, a career-high 7 innings, 11 strikeouts, and 100 pitches. It's his second win of the season. Shuckers improved to 23-21 on the year. The Biscuits fall to 22-22. The Shuckers all alone in second place. And depending on how things go between the Pensacola Blue Wahoos and the M-Braves, the Shuckers, they find themselves 5 games back of the Blue Wahoos for first place in the South Division. With just over 20 games to go here in the first half. We'll sit down on the field in the moment. David Blackwell will be joined by Ethan Murray, our player of the game tonight. Shuckers win it 10-4. 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Biloxi. For the Biscuits, 4 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. Rodriguez gets the win, improves to 2-2 on the year. 7 innings, 5 hits, gives up 2 runs, no walks, and 11 strikeouts. Throws a career-high 100 pitches. On the other side of things, Cole Wilcox gets the loss, falls to 0-4 on the season. Shuckers tag him for 6 runs in 3 innings, including a 5-run second inning that really got things started on the offensive side of things. They score 6 in the first 2 innings and then 4 in the 7th to bring home the win as they take it 10-4 over Montgomery. David Blackwell is walking over towards the interview location alongside Ethan Murray, a player of the game tonight. Murray had a fun one. 2-for-4, a home run and a single. Reached base 3 different times. Murray standing by David Blackwell. We'll send it down in just a couple of minutes. And now we're getting ready to send it down. Let's send it down to David Blackwell alongside Ethan Murray.
What's up, Shuck Nation? I'm here with your player of the game, Mr. Ethan Murray. Let's hear it for him. I said, let's hear it for Ethan Murray. Y'all can do better than that. Ethan, how was tonight? It's your first game back in 10 days. You had a single, you had a home run. How exciting was that in front of this crowd?
It was awesome. I mean, great crowd, Saturday night. Can't ask for a whole lot more.
Hey, we got Memorial Day coming up. What you going to do? You going to hang out?
Going to relax, play some ball.
All right, sounds good. I think you might escape this without any Powerade. You looking forward to that part?
Yes.
All right, thank you, Ethan. Go Shuckers!
Hey, thank you to David Blackwell and Ethan Murray for our post-game interview. The Shuckers win it 10-4 over the Montgomery Biscuits. 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Biloxi. 4 runs, 9 hits, and no errors for Montgomery. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. The Shuckers win it big here on a Saturday night with their 23rd win of the year. Wrap it all up next. After this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What a fun Saturday night at the ballpark. Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Jacob Blake with you as we wrap everything up from a 10-4 Biloxi Shuckers win over the Montgomery Biscuits. The Shuckers improve to 23-21 on the year, while the Biscuits fall to 22-22. Kid Blake alongside you. The Shuckers get 10 runs on 12 hits without an error, while the Biscuits get 4 runs on 9 hits without an error. All but one in the Shuckers lineup reach base, and 8 of the 10 Shuckers that appear in the game end up with a hit, including a couple of big ones, a home run from Ethan Murray being one of them, and another one from Wes Clark. Let's start off with your scoring summary. It got off started early for Montgomery in the top of the first inning off Carlos Rodriguez. It was an RBI single, where it was a single from Alika Williams that led things off, and then a 2-run home run from Austin Shen to give Montgomery an early 2-0 lead. The thing was, Carlos Rodriguez bared down from there and was dominant. He completed 7 innings for the first time in his career with 11 strikeouts and 100 pitches. And then the Shuckers got things going on the offensive end. In the bottom of the first inning, Jackson Churio singled through the left side, his first of a 3-hit night, before Noah Campbell drove him in with an RBI double. Churio stole second before the double, and the Shuckers got within one. Then in the second, it was 6 consecutive hits to start the inning. A double from Lamar Sparks, an RBI single from Xavier Warren brought in Sparks to tie it at 2. Then Ethan Murray singled, and Isaac Collins singled to put the bases loaded for Tyler Black, who drove in 2 with a 2-RBI single. Then Jackson Churio had a 2-RBI single of his own to make it 6-2 Biloxi after 2. Offenses went quiet from there. Carlos Rodriguez went to work on the pitching side of things. At one point, retired 12 straight with 6 strikeouts over the span. Ended up tying his career high with 10 strikeouts in the top of the 7th inning for the first out of the inning, and then set a new career high with 11 strikeouts for the 2nd out of the inning. In the bottom half of the 7th inning, the Shuckers got some more on the board. A solo home run from Wes Clark, who was in as a pinch hitter. 104 off the bat, 372 feet, made it 7-2 Shuckers. Then a couple batters later, Freddie Zamora walked and Xavier Warren both walked before Ethan Murray, a 391-foot 3-run homer to put the Shuckers up 10-3. One run would come home in the 8th inning off an RBI sack fly from Blake Hunt. And then in the 9th inning, Luke Williams, an RBI single to make it 10-4. Carlos Rodriguez, the win, improves to 2-2. Cole Wilcox, the loss, falls to 0-4. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Owhaw Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. We'll look at everything around the Southern League and the Brewers organization. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles. troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show here in MGM Park in Biloxi. Jeff and Blake with you as we wrap everything up. Shuckers win it 10-4 over Montgomery. Biloxi, 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Montgomery. 4 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. Let's take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. In the Southern League, top of the fifth inning, M Braves up big, 6-1 over Pensacola. If that holds, the Shuckers will enter tomorrow 5 games behind the Blue Wahoos, with the Blue Wahoos and the Shuckers getting set for a 6-game series that starts on Tuesday. Shuckers a chance to head into Tuesday back at least 5 games, which means a sweep would put the two teams tied together at the top of the South Division. Top of the ninth inning, Racket City up 5-2 on Chattanooga, and already a final. The Tennessee Smokies take down the Birmingham Barons by a 7-2-1 score. Around the Brewers farm system at the big league level, Giants take down the Brewers by a 3-1 final. Two teams will play tomorrow at 1:10 Central. Brewers looking to avoid the sweep. End of the sixth inning. Nashville up 4-1. Nashville down 4-1 against the Iowa Cubs. Top 8, Cedar Rapids up 5-0 on Wisconsin. Carolina and Downey's postponed. They'll make it up tomorrow as part of a doubleheader. Shuckers getting set for a matchup tomorrow in a series finale with the Montgomery Biscuit. Shuckers with a win would take the series, their fourth series win of the year. Victor Munoz starts for Montgomery, 3-3 with an 8.87 ERA. While for Biloxi, just announced, TJ Shook will start tomorrow in his first start of the season. A 5:05 first pitch will get started with the pregame show at 4:50 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network before a 5:05 first pitch in the series finale. That'll do it tonight from MGM Park. Biloxi 10, Montgomery 4. Thanks so much for tuning in throughout the night from all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. I'm Javik Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.